Camac 0104112025758, audio. Polarity. Let's start with the obvious assumptions. Reversing the polarity of a small two-coil system already in oscillatory mode will result in the same behavior. I'm not so sure about that. Here's a possible explanation. At time zero, the coils will move in the opposite direction compared to the initial connection. A loudspeaker is designed to operate normally in only one direction, opposite to the position of the magnet. Its travel, related to the movement of its diaphragm, is not equal in both directions. If I apply a reverse voltage, the diaphragm will move closer to the magnet. A loudspeaker is not supposed to operate this way. However, even with distortion, this small intercom, under analysis, should still work. We can at least state one thing: the operating conditions under reverse polarity are different. Now I want to determine if these carbon granules or rods are polarized. An easy answer is no, since it is a conductor after all. How can we prove that the carbon is not polarized, or vice versa? Let's imagine a small DC circuit. A battery, a resistor, and a rigid carbon rod inserted into the circuit, which can be reversed. An oscilloscope connected across the resistor, and there's our little setup. The resistor should have a value of a few megaohms to obtain a low current so as not to. The battery was unnecessarily short-circuited. If the circuit behaves the same when the carbon rod is reversed, we can conclude that it is not polarized. Let's take it a step further. Will this circuit behave the same way with a carbon rod from a new battery and one from a used battery? A series of tests should provide a definitive answer to this research question. I remember very well this little intercom I made as a teenager at my parents' house. After more than 50 years, it has resurfaced and continues to fascinate me. What about you? Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 5, 2025.